As we heard earlier, the Boston Globe is reporting that the roommate of a Saudi Arabian student whose apartment north of Boston was searched overnight does not think his roommate could have been behind an attack like the one at the Boston Marathon. He describes his roommate as a devout Muslim and a soccer fan who's attending an English language school in Boston and is now in the hospital because he was injured in the blast. He's been questioned but not charged with anything. And we just heard Homeland Security expert Juliette Kayyem speculate that the bombings felt homegrown to her rather than an international terrorist act. Let's turn now to thoughts about the FBI. Devlin Barrett covers the FBI for the Wall Street Journal. Devlin, are you hearing that same kind of thinking, that people concur with that?
Hi, Robin. Now, you know, I think what most people I'm talking to are saying is they simply don't have enough information to make a call either way at this point. I think a lot of people are aware of the calendar, that this week and this month are meaningful to a certain type of anti-government zealot. But that's simply not enough. The calendar is not in itself a clue. It's only if you can match up that calendar with other things. Yeah. And what I keep being told is they simply don't have enough to look at motive yet beyond, frankly, guesswork.
Yeah. Well, what about what the AP is reporting, that someone in Washington close to the investigation is saying that the two explosives were made of pressure cookers with metal and ball bearings? And we saw all of this smoke pouring out, and we heard from listeners saying, oh, smoke means pipe bombs. I don't know what anything means. But what does this latest report of metal and ball bearings possibly mean?
Well, it's interesting in the sense that if you look at some of the sort of initial evidence that you see from this explosion, the color of the explosion, the markings that it left on the ground, and the smell that many of the witnesses reported afterward, a burnt gun smoke smell, all that is suggestive. It's not conclusive, but it's at least suggestive that some sort of black powder was used as the explosive agent. And if you do that, it would in some ways make sense to put it in a container like a pressure cooker, because you need to direct that explosion somewhere. You need to compress it to a point so when it explodes, it has more concussive force. And that's why something like a pressure cooker might be valuable to a person who's constructing a bomb. A pressure cooker is something that is cited in a number of different bomb recipes.
I was just going to say, it's not as if we're revealing things that aren't already way known. In fact, is there a model for this in past bombings?
Well, one thing that the FBI has done more and more of over the last few years is set up what's called tripwires, which are ways in which they try to get businesses that sell or distribute products that could be used for bomb making to let them know when they get a customer or an order that they think doesn't make much sense, either, you know, a commercial product that suddenly is going to someone's apartment, or a customer who doesn't seem to know what the product is actually used for normally.
Mm-hmm.
And those tripwires are important, especially when it comes to keeping track of the chemicals that could be used to make a chemical-based bomb. Again, it's still early, but if what we end up seeing here is that it's a black powder-based bomb, it's a little harder to do proper tripwires on that sort of thing because just of all the ammunition purchases.
Well, and there have been – this tripwire has worked. I mean, attacks have been thwarted.
Yeah.
You mentioned a person who bought $435 worth of chemicals from a company in North Carolina in 2011.
Right. A young man in Texas made a purchase that the chemical company in New Jersey – I'm sorry, in North Carolina just thought was odd, and they alerted the FBI. And incidentally, the tripwire program worked so well in that case, another company who delivered the product also made a call to law enforcement and let them know. And they eventually figured out that he had been writing and planning an attack, and he eventually was convicted at trial. Another instance where the tripwires worked is sort of they worked because the suspect was so afraid to touch off the tripwires that he actually didn't buy the most effective things. And that's the Times Square bombing case, if you remember, from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, he told investigators, the suspect in that case told investigators afterward that he purposely didn't buy some of the elements that were on his bomb recipe because he thought he would be alerting the FBI. So he bought weaker material bomb didn't go off and it didn't cause death and destruction.
Well, Devlin Barrett, again, it's just a reminder that the FBI, we have stopped so many of these attacks. This one got through. Devlin Barrett of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
When we come back, what was it like to be a nurse treating runners in the medical tent at the finish line? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.